Classical Spotlight, and coming up Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Chapel of the Incarnate Word, it's Voce di Sorelli with Glad Tidings. Here in the studios is Ruth Moreland. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
And I am just so delighted we get to hear you. We've heard you in the past here on the station, and this time of year has to be special for vocalists because there's such great repertoire.
Yes, it is. And it's just a way of, you know, we start rehearsing this music in November, and it's just this sense of anticipation as we move through the month and get closer and closer to the time. And it's just a wonderful way to anticipate the season and what's coming up. And we always enjoy that very much.
So I know there are probably music for SSA or for women's ensemble. Are there any arrangements that you've made or come across that you said, oh, I really want to do this with Voce?
You mean that's already arranged for women? Yes. I mean, there are things definitely for that, but there are also things that I've found that are not arranged for women that I still want, and I think, oh, wow, Voce needs to do this, and that's when I have to get busy and do the arrangement myself. So there is a lot of really good repertoire out there for this time of the year, and if it's not for women's voices, then we make it that way.
This is a nice space here at UIW. I think it's one of those neat places, and you've performed here before.
We have. It is an absolutely exquisite space for us. Well, for any a cappella music, it is a visual feast. It is absolutely gorgeous space, as well as just acoustically. It is just an amazing place for music just to kind of waft through the rafters. It's just people love coming just to this chapel because it's this blend of the visual and the aural and the sense of awe that is in there, and then the music lends itself to that as well. So we absolutely love singing at this place.
I know there are traditional sort of Christmas carols that we think of, whether it's Silent Night or the Holly and the Ivy sort of thing, but there are actually much older sort of Christmas time, and maybe a little more sacred music that I think sounds very beautiful with Voce.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we are doing a set of medieval carols, which are sort of the root of a lot of the more modern carols that we know and love. And then we're doing a set of Renaissance Christmas motets, which, of course, is a perfect blend of Voce sound and that resonant space. And then we're going to do some pieces from around the world, some Polish carols and some German carols and French carol, and all of them just give this world music flavor to the second half of our program. And I think it lends this sense of intimacy in that very large space. And so it is a kind of a unique blend of things. You know, the audience sits facing one another toward the center aisle. It's the old, you know, European design of a chapel. And so it's just a really interesting dynamic that happens then in the audience as well, because it has this intimate feeling because they're like seeing one another rather than having their backs to each other. So that's a really unique thing too.
It's coming up this Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock there at the UIW at the Chapel of the Incarnate Word on off of Broadway. Tickets are available. You should probably plan in advance if you can.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Actually, you can purchase tickets online, and that's a good idea unless folks want to stand in line for a while to purchase tickets at the door, because it's faster to go through will call. So they're already selling pretty quickly. And so they can just visit our website at benissimomusic.org, and or they can call us. And if they have any more questions or just want to talk about tickets that way, it's 210-912-9555.
While they're there online, they might catch a glimpse of Travelin' Shoes,
yes,
which is your most recent recording. And that might make, you know, going to this concert might be a cool way to share some music with a loved one or a young person. But it also might be a chance to pick up a stocking stuffer.
Absolutely. You know, we have folks who come who ask for our concerts for their birthday or Christmas gift. And so people bring them. But also there is, yes, our new CD, as well as our CD that we recorded a couple of years ago of our Christmas Renaissance music. Music at Mission San Jose, and we'll have both of them available at the concert for people to do some shopping.
Oh, excellent. Well, Ruth, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, John.
And thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.